today I want to talk about Kiddush B'Beis HaKnesses. Why are we talking about Kiddush B'Beis HaKnesses? Because the Gemara talks about right here on the bottom of the Kuf and Beis going over to Kuf Aleph and Aleph again. Also, Menadim Shekiddush B'Beis HaKnesses, those people who say Kiddush in Shul, Amar Rav Yidei Yayin Lo Yatsu Yidei Kiddush Yatsu. They're not Yotze, the Bracha Bar Pei Gafen. If they want to drink more wine at home, they're going to have to make a new Bracha. But they are Yotze Kiddush, says Rav. Shmuel Amar Rav Yidei Kiddush Lo Yatsu. Shmuel says, no, they're not Yotze Kiddush. Frakt the Gemara, so El Rav Lamed the Kedusha Beise. According to Rav, you're already Yotze Kiddush when you say Kiddush in Shul. Why would you say Kiddush again at home? You're already Yotze Kiddush. Kedei Lotzi Banav Bnei Beise. So simply to be Motzi, the children, the household, people who are not in Shul. But for anybody who is in Shul, there's no need. Ein Achinami, you're already Yotze Kiddush. There's no need to say Kiddush again. Ushmuel Lamed the Kedusha Bebei Knishta. And according to Shmuel, why do you have to say Kiddush in Shul? I mean, according to Shmuel, it's a waste. It's silly to say Kiddush in Shul, right? You're going to be Yotze Kiddush at home anyway. So it's silly to say Kiddush in Shul. It's a total waste of time. So that's the Gemara. Afuke orchim yidei chavas and dachlu v'shasu v'ganem be'knishta. To be motzi, the guests who eat and drink and sleep in Shul. Now, interestingly, what did the Gemara have? We had Shitas Rav, Shitas Shmuel, Kasha and Rav, Kasha and Shmuel, right? Rav that you're Yotze Kiddush and Shmuel that you're not. Kasha and Rav, if you're Yotze, why say Kiddush again? Okay, to be Motzi Bar Meveso. Kasha and Shmuel, if you're not Yotze and Shul, why bother saying Kiddush and Shul? Right? If you need to say Kiddush at home anyway, why bother saying Kiddush and Shul? That second Kasha, that Kasha and Shmuel, is that only a Kasha and Shmuel? I mean, Rav just got through saying that you're going to have to say Kiddush at home anyway to be Lahotzi Banav B'nei Beiso. So you're going to have to say Kiddush at home anyway. So even according to Rav, shouldn't we be asking, well then, why bother saying Kiddush in Shul? Yes, I know, you'll be Yotze when you say Kiddush in Shul. Granted, you'll be Yotze when you say Kiddush in Shul. Yeah, I'll be Yotze, but isn't it unnecessary to say Kiddush in Shul? And, you know, the answer would be exactly what the answer was for Shmuel. No, it's not unnecessary. You need to do it to be Motzi the Orchid. Well, why when the Gemara asks the Kasha, does it only ask it on Shmuel, and it doesn't ask it on Rav? I mean, we just got through saying that according to Rav, you have to say Kiddush at home anyway. So if you have to say Kiddush at home anyway, obviously, you're Yotze, the mitzvah, with Kiddush at home. Why would you need to be Yotze, the mitzvah, with Kiddush and Shul? So Tosus deals with that problem. If you look in Tosus, the Ramaskul, the Shmuel, I did not put this on the Marmal Kamal, so just mention it quickly. Ul Shmuel, Lamali, the Kiddushay, Be Knishta. L'rav tzarech l'kedusha b'knishta l'hotzi kol osam she'en lehem b'nei bayis sh'lo yitzarech l'kadish b'beisam. It's not a kash on Rav, because the whole necessity to say Kiddush at home is only if you have people at home who aren't yet Yotze Kiddush. But if you don't have anybody at home who wasn't Yotze Kiddush, then you would need to say Kiddush in Shul in order to be Yotze the mitzvah of Kiddush. Meaning some of these people are not going to say Kiddush at home, and therefore they need the Kiddush in Shul in order to be Yotze. The Kash is only on Shmuel, because Shmuel holds that there's no such thing as being Yotze in Shul. You're not accomplishing anything anyway in Shul, because you need Kiddush Makom Suda, and you're not eating in Shul. And what's the answer according to Shmuel? So the Gemara says the answer is, it is Kiddush Makom Suda. For who? Not for you, not for the person saying Kiddush, the Chazan or the Gabbai who says Kiddush. No, it's not his mitzvah of Kiddush. It's a mitzvah of Kiddush for all the people who may be eating, sleeping, and drinking in the shul, where it will be Kiddush Makom Suda for them. So there are really two issues I wanted to get into. I don't know if we're going to have time to get into both of them today. Issue number one is eating and drinking in shul in general. Is that permissible? Is it usur? What's the... And if it's usur, what's going on over here? How do they have all these people that were eating and drinking in shul? So there are several approaches in the Rishonim. We have Tosfos over here, we have the Ran over here, and then a couple of other approaches in the Rishonim about eating and drinking in shul. And this is a critical area of halacha. A lot of people, a lot of shuls have, Candyman, a lot of shuls have a Kiddush in the shul. You're allowed to have a Kiddush in the shul. You're allowed to have shalashunis in the shul. Now, certainly, if you have it in a Kiddush room or something, so that's not the shul. It's a Kiddush room. It's something else. But if it's the shul itself, is any of this mutter? Are we allowed to do this? So it starts with Rishonim analyzing this Gemara. Yeah?
Also, we might discuss the difference between, whether the shuls we have, certain shuls are having din of this Knesset.
So, well, that may be a function of the way we plan on using them. Meaning, if we plan on using a shul in such a way, we're going to have Kiddush all the time, and it may be we dafka build it in such a way, or we make it in such a way where there is no kedusha space haknesses. Now there are a lot of nafkaminas. If you have a shul that we're willing to declare has no kedusha space haknesses because we plan on having a kiddush every week in the actual shul, then there are going to be a lot of nafkaminas la'alacha. Number one, if you have a choice to daven in that shul or to daven in a shul that actually has kedusha space haknesses, there is no question that you would have to daven in the shul that has kedusha space haknesses. Number two is a chayiv mezuzah. A beis haknesses is part from a mezuzah, but if it's a place where that's a community room where you just do, where you happen to daven and you also happen to eat and drink and sleep and you happen to do other things also, so then it does require a mezuzah. Many of our shuls, we do find that people put up a mezuzah. Maybe that's why, because they plan on. I remember when we right after we finished the construction on my shul, the initial construction on my shul, so I had the mezuzah doctor come and we were figuring out where we need mezuzahs, and he said, "Yeah, you should put it over here." I said, "What do we need a mezuzah on the shul? It's a shul, basically. It's a potter from mezuzah." He said, "You'll see. You're not really going to treat it with kiddush based on knesses. You'll have kiddush here. You'll have it." I said, "No, we won't." He said, "Yeah, we'll put one up anyway. We'll do it without a bracha." And he put a couple up, but we don't have kiddush in the shul. We treat it with kiddush based on knesses. You got to treat it with kedushas based on knesses. So that's what base manage may have different halachas in terms of eating and drinking. Yeah, we'll have to see.
Technically, a base knesses is only for tefillah.
Primarily for tefillah, right? Because medrash is primarily for learning. The ikkar is for learning. The Gemara in Bracha says that a person is supposed to learn in the person who should daven in the place that he learns. Which we quote that as a nice way of saying that it's good to learn halacha, but what it really means is that there's hashras hashchina in a place where you learn, and it's really good to daven in a place where there's hashras hashchina. That's a nice advantage when God is there. So there's an advantage of davening in the place where you learn. It's a discussion in the Rishonim. What does that mean? Does that mean even without a minyan to daven in the place that you learn? No, it would mean even with a minyan, but it's not a beis haknesses. It's a beis hamedrash, and the chiddush is that since it's the place that you learn, you should that maila of davening in the place that you learn outweighs the idea of learning of davening in a beis haknesses. Okay, so there is a lot to talk about over here. Let's start with Tosfos. Tosfos raised the issue. So again, the first issue I want to discuss is actually eating and drinking and sleeping in shul. Second issue is, what's the point of kiddush in shul? Bizman hazeh, where people don't eat and sleep and drink in shul. We're not being motzi anybody in kiddush. Why do we still say kiddush in shul? Who should drink that kiddush wine? Is it mutter for a person to drink that kiddush wine? Isn't that drinking before kiddush? Because we hold you do need kiddush makom sudos. You're not being yotzei with that kiddush. So by drinking that wine, isn't it a violation of some sort of iser? And if it is a violation of some sort of iser, what do all the shuls do when they make kiddush and shul? What do they do with the wine? They give it to kids. There is an iser. The Gemara in Yevamah Stav Kuf Yudal talks about it being ma'achil iser lekatan. You're not allowed to give an iser to a katan. So if it's also to drink before kiddush, it shouldn't be also to give to a katan also. So all of these issues we have to discuss. But two basic categories. One category of one topic rather that we're going to discuss is eating and drinking in shul in general. Second topic is kiddush and shul. What's kiddush and shul all about? So that the second one we're probably not going to get to till tomorrow. But let's take a look at this Tosfos. So Frek Tosfos im Tomer. V'amrin perek bnei Yair. The Gemara Maseches Megillah tells us bati knesios ein ochlim ben vein sholsim behen afal gav da'achila v'shtiya shel mitzvah mutter. So right away he starts to give an answer. Maybe he says ein ochlim ben sholsim. So we have a problem. How were we allowed to make kiddush and shul for people who would eat and drink and sleep in shul? Those people are terrible people. You're not allowed to eat and drink and sleep in shul. What's going on? So he says, well, maybe you could say achila v'shtiya shel mitzvah is mutter. The Yerushalmi says that in the meal that they would have to celebrate Kiddush HaChodesh, that happened in a shul. People drink the Kos of Avdalah and the Kos of Bris Milah in shul. Always. Bris always takes place in shul. And they always have, they always drink from the Kos of Bris Milah in the shul. Why is that? Why isn't that an Aveira? Because it's mitzvah. But that's not going to help us, because a regular Suda Shabbos is not a sudas mitzvah, and sleeping is also aser anyway. There is no sleeping of mitzvah. So Tosus makes a pretty questionable assertion over there. Right, what's Tosus saying? That So Tosus is making an interesting assertion over there. What's Tosus saying? That Sudas Shabbos is not a Sudas mitzvah. Drinking of a mitzvah, like what? Prismila, that's drinking of a mitzvah. That you're allowed to do in shul. But it's not going to help over here because it's just Sudas Shabbos. Why is Sudas Shabbos not a mitzvah? Isn't there a mitzvah to have three meals on Shabbos? Okay, that's Aleph, something to think about. So that's one way of approaching this answer, is maybe to say that it's shal mitzvah. So Tosus doesn't like it for whatever reason, thinks Sudas Shabbos is not shal mitzvah. V'afilu b'shal bavel ein ochlin behen. What's he saying? What b'shal bavel? The shul. Even shuls in bavel, you're not allowed to eat in. So he's already anticipating a second answer you might give. You might say, no, this is Talmud Bavli. This is written in Chutzlars, and shuls in Chutzlars don't have Kedusha. So you're allowed to eat and drink in shuls in bavel. He says, not true. The Kamar Hassan, because the Gemara says over there, Maseches Megillah, Ravina of Ravad Barava, Shloi Rotzim Likonis Beis HaKnesses Meyak Shamim, Ilav Mishum Deshmaita by Itzlusa, that they would not go into a shul to protect themselves from rain on a rainy day, if not for the fact that they needed to go there to focus on their learning, and they need a clear mind in order to learn. And the only way to get a clear mind is getting themselves out of the rain. But apparently, to go in stam to protect yourself from the rain is not okay, because that's a zilzul in the Kedusha Beis HaKnesses. But it was in Bavel. So you see, even in Bavel, you have Kedusha Beis HaKnesses. V'adukam rasam batik nesir shal Bavel al tanai asuyin. Aye, but what about the famous line, batik nesir shal Bavel are all made al tanai? Says Tosfos, yeah. Hainu la'achar shi'echrevu shei nogin ben Kedusha. That just means that after the Beis HaKnesses is destroyed, it no longer has Kedushas Beis HaKnesses. But Batik Nesil Shabavl Al Tanai Hein Asuyin does not mean that while you have an actual shul, that it has any less Kedusha. While it's actually functioning and running as a shul, it has every bit of Kedusha that any other shul would have. It's 100% Kadosh. It's only, the whole din of Al Tanai is only for afterwards. So Tosos asked it as one long question, but he already has rejected two answers. Right? We got that? He already raised two possible answers and rejected both of them. Answer number one is maybe it's Sudas Mitzvah. So he says, no, it's not. It's not Sudas Mitzvah. He didn't explain why, but this is not Mitzvah. Answer number two, Tosus rejected, is that maybe the Kedusha of the Batek and Asiyos is not the same. The Kedusha of the Beis HaKnesses and Bavel is not quite the level of Kedusha. He says, that's not true. Batek and Asiyos and Bavel, Tanayi and Asuyim, they do have the full level of Kedusha. While they're existing, they only lack that Kedusha after they're destroyed. So says Tosfos, V'yesh lomar, D'lav davka b'bei k'nishta, El chadarim sh'yismuchlim b'beis ha'knes, Kari b'bei k'nishta, U'misham ha'yisham ha'kiddish. So he says, here's the real answer. The real answer is that they weren't actually eating shul. God forbid, how could they do such a thing? No, they would hear the kiddish from the next room over, from the kiddish room. If you assume that you could have Kiddush Makom Suda as long as you plan on going from one room to the other room, so you could hear Kiddush in the shul itself, planning on going to the Kiddush room to eat, and that's totally fine. You're allowed, that's still a fulfillment of Kiddush Makom Suda. Now that, he says, Kafima Shepirashti, that is a discussion in Tosos on Kuf Amud Beis, whether that's in fact true. Can you, and there's a big discussion in Rishonim, can I make Kiddush in one room knowing that I want to go to the other room to be Yotze Kiddush, to have my Suda? Is that called Kiddush B'Makom Suda? So it also says, if it is, if I'm right, that is called Kiddush B'Makom Suda, then it's no problem. Hear Kiddush in Shul, then go to the Kiddush room and it's no problem. So essentially what Tosfos has is three answers, two of which he doesn't like, one of which he does like. The answer that he does like is that they wouldn't actually eat in the shul, they would eat in the room near the shul. I told you to take a look at the Ran of the Pitas and Beis Bidap Erif. The Ran writes, Fuke Yorchim Yidech Havas and Dachl Vishas Bekinishta, Shav Bisham Batek Nish Shainochim Ben Meshos Mehen, Efshar Do Orchin Mutarin. She mitzvahs harabim hi sha'ochlin sham mekupa shal tzedakah shal b'nei ha'ir. So the Ran gives a new answer. That guests are like, there's an iser even shul, but guests are not included in that iser. Why? Because it's a mitzvahs harabim. So what? So mitzvah, what's the mitzvah sarabim? So he says the mitzvah sarabim is that we give tzedakah to support people. So I have a mitzvah to give tzedakah to support people. How are those people allowed to eat in shul? Shouldn't they have to take their little portions of food and go somewhere else to eat? Why does it make it okay for them to eat in shul just because I have a mitzvah of giving them tzedakah? This is a little different than what Tosfos started saying. Remember, the first of Tosfos's rejected answers was that, you know, why you let him drink the kos of a bris milah is because it's a kos shel mitzvah. Something that's a mitzvah you're allowed to drink. Is the Ron saying the same thing? That this meal becomes mitzvah because these are poor people, and anything poor people eat is a mitzvah? Suddis mitzvah? No, it's not a suddis mitzvah mitam the poor people. Right? This wouldn't get them out of fasting on Erev, on Erev Pesach because they're poor, so everything they eat becomes suddis mitzvah. You wouldn't say such a thing. It's not a suddis mitzvah per se. It's our mitzvah to support them. And because we have a mitzvah to support them, they're allowed to eat in shul. So this also needs a little work. Why is that so? Just because I have a mitzvah to support them, they're allowed to eat in shul. And then he gives Tulsa's answer. So that doesn't really mean in the shul, it means in the room near the shul. So when all the dust settles right now, we have four approaches, two of which Tulsa's rejects, one that Tulsa says that the Tulsa accepts, and one that the Ran accepts. But we have trouble with many of them. The first one, let's take one at a time. Let's take the one that Tulsa actually accepts, the one that they would eat in the nearby rooms of the shul. So in the Masifta over here, he quotes a machlokas, how to understand Shitas HaTosfos. He says that this presentation, this idea that it's in the nearby room, is presented in two different ways, in different svarim. Tosfos over here presents it very clearly that they hear the Kiddush from where they're going to eat at first. He explains it, and Tosfos actually says two ways. One way is that the people who are going to eat in the shul are going to eat in the Kiddush room, and that's where they stand when Kiddush is being said. You ever see that? That what happens? Right after shul, the rabbi is going to make Kiddush. Everyone goes out of the shul to the Kiddush room, and the rabbi screams the Kiddush loud enough that everybody else will hear it from the Kiddush room. That's the first mahalich that Tosfos has. Why does he say that? Why not just say that they would hear the Kiddush in the shul, then go to the Kiddush room? Because they need Kiddush Makom Suda. So they have to be in the Kiddush room when they hear the Kiddush. Anything troubling about that?
Kiddush Bim Makom Suda. The Kiddush never happened.
Right. I mean, Shamei HaKaon, they're being Yotze, their mitzvah of Kiddush. What about the guy saying the Kiddush? How literally do we take Shamei HaKaon? Is Shamei HaKaon that whatever words I hear, it's ki'ilu, I'm saying them where I am? Or is it that the words that are being said by that guy, it's as if I'm in his body saying those words? If it's the first way, that whatever words I hear, Shamea's ki'ona, it's as if I'm saying those words, so good, as long as I'm in the Kiddush room, when I'm hearing the words, so Shamea ki'ona, so it's Kiddush Makom Suda. But if no, it's as if when the guy is saying it, it's as if I'm in his body saying those words. So it's vaytu not Kiddush Makom Suda, because he's not Makom Suda. How's it going to help me? And even if, when I hear it, it's as if I'm saying it, don't I need to hear it from somebody who himself is doing the mitzvah? Meaning, let's say I'm hearing it from somebody who at the moment isn't doing any mitzvah. At the moment, it's, let's say, Mikra Megillah, right? Let's say it like this. I hear someone in a different time zone reading the Megillah, and where he's reading it, it's not Purim, but he's screaming it so loud, leaving out microphones and telephones and everything else. He's screaming it so loud, or right by the international dateline, the halachic dateline somehow, if there is one, right near the halachic dateline. I'm on one side, this guy's on the other side, and he's reading the Megillah. It's not Purim for him, it's Purim for me. Am I Yotze Megillah? Shamei HaKaon, it's as if I'm saying it. How much do we take into account the situation of the person who's actually saying it when applying Shamea Ka'ona. Tosfos seems to be saying, don't worry about the fact that the guy that's making Kiddush isn't B'makom Su'udah. That doesn't matter. You're B'makom Su'udah, and that's all you need. Yeah, Danny?
But in our case, this Machiyuva was on the guy.
Yeah, but he's not doing it right.
I understand, but I'm saying, I mean, there could be a difference in terms of that, because I don't understand why we're assuming. I mean,
his kiddush is chaser mashmos. It lacks any implication. It lacks any value, because he's not doing kiddush makom suda. So maybe it's not a kiddush. Let's assume kiddush makom suda means it's not a kiddush. So it's not a kiddush. So why should it be a kiddush for me? It's not even a kiddush for the guy who's saying it. How much am I on his coattails and how much am I independent?
But it could be a kiddush for him. There's no chisaron in the kiddush. If you wanted to, you know, all of a sudden have a meal where he was, it would be fine.
What if he's in a shul and he can't?
Oh, so because he's in a shul, he can't. But technically, you know.
So that's Tosa's first way of saying it. That's his first mahalich. Right? And that's a great chiddush, that first mahalich. I'm just pointing out that it may not have sounded like a great chiddush, but you got to zone in. There's a great chiddush over here. That the guy who's saying the kiddush is not being Yotze Kiddush, and yet when I hear it from him, I am Yotze Kiddush. Because for him it's not Bakum Suda, for me it is. Yeah.
So why is it not so sure?
Good question. Why would you say it in shul? Just go to the kiddush room. Yeah.
I was saying before. Technically, the kiddush itself would work. Whether you do or don't, you know, add a suda onto that to make kiddush makusuda, the separation. The kiddush itself is kiddush. If you wanted to, technically, you know, all of a sudden bring a kiddush onto there.
So that's part of the discussion of kiddush makusuda. Meaning, what is when you don't have kiddush makusuda? Do you not have suda or do you not have kiddush?
I was saying that's why he did it in shul. So technically, he couldn't have, you know, a suda brought him right there eating. So that's why he had to be in shul. Therefore, it couldn't be a possibility because there's no kiddush suda, and it would work for everyone else.
Because he's not able to have suda, makes it better.
Yeah, because if not, then.
It seems counterintuitive. I think because he can't have suda, it should be worse. Sounds like it should be worse. The other way Tosfos explains it is based on what Tosfos writes in Daf Kuf Amud Beis within Shmuel Shita, that you need Kiddush Makom Suda, that Shmuel's Moda, at the time of Kiddush, if you plan on going somewhere else, you can be Yotze Kiddush Makom Suda. Even though you're not in the Makom, you're not geographically in Makom Suda, but you're mentally in that Makom, you mentally put yourself there, that's enough for Kiddush Makom Suda. So that is a little bit less of a Kiddush in terms of. So then all the people might be in Shul, and they're all Yotze Kiddush Makom Suda, and the guy himself was saying Kiddush could also be Yotze Kiddush Makom Suda, because they're all in it together, right? So that would be a little bit less of a Kiddush. That's one approach in Rishonim. So, but again, that approaches these two ways of understanding it. Other Rishonim understand and we just saw this from the Ran, that since it's Letzorech the Rabbim, it's considered a Dvar Mitzvah. What does that mean? Because it's a mitzvah for me to give them tzedakah. So Pashtus, what it means is as follows. The Batei Knesios Shebavel Tanayim Asuyim. When we build shuls, we build with the understanding that we need to use these shuls as Jewish centers. We need to use these shuls as ways of providing the community with communal needs. So we're going to give out turkeys on Thanksgiving or whatever. We're going to give out Tomchei Shabbos. We're going to do public communal needs in this shul. So the Ran's answer is not the same thing as the Kosar Bris Milah. He's not talking about that kind of mitzvah. What he's saying is, yes, it's true. You're not allowed to destroy it. You're not allowed to disrespect it until after it's destroyed. Then it doesn't have Kedusha. But part of that Tanai is that while it's standing, it was built in with the Tanai that we're allowed to do things for Aniyim in the Shul. And this may even be true of Batei Knesset Shabbat Yisrael. that whenever we make a shul, we make it with the understanding that things that are going to be to help the community, that are going to help aniyim, are going to be mutter to do. So that could be what the Ran really means to say. So it's sort of like the second answer that Tosas rejected. That Tosas al-tanayin has no implication while the shul is standing. It only has an implication after the shul is gone. But maybe according to this, no, it does have an implication while the shul is standing. The implication it has while the shul is standing is that you're allowed to do tzarchei aniyim in that shul. In the Masifta over here, he quotes two more mahalchim. It quotes from the Rav Yon Yozerua that we're talking about guests who are Tamidi Chacham, and Tamidi Chacham are allowed to eat in shul. And where it says that Rabbi Shlomo Levi says that we call Beis HaKnesses a Bei Rabbanan, because it's like the house of the Chachamim. It's like the Rabbanan live there, that they're allowed to do what they want in the shul. But that's a very difficult akimta. We make Kiddush and shul only for Tamidi Chachamim, and if you have a guest who's Nebuch poor and he has nowhere to go, so, oh no, he's not allowed to eat it. Only Tamidi Chachamim are allowed to stay. If you're not a Tamil Chacham, you're thrown out. It's a little bit hard. There is a Gemara like that in Bava Basra, that there were Amoraim who only wanted to support Tamidi Chacham with their money. So the Gemara tells a story over there. Someone who pretended not to be a Tamil Chacham, and he wouldn't get any money from this Amora, from this Tana, I forgot who it was already. And then the Tana realized that he had turned down this great Tamil Chacham, and he wouldn't give him any food, because the guy didn't want to get any credit for his learning, and he changed his policy. But there are those, you know, in Dinei Tzedakah, it is a priority in Tzedakah to support Tamid Chacham over others. But still, when you're running a communal fund where the shul has, the community has a responsibility to support all the aniyim, hard to say that we're going to throw out all the aniyim who aren't Tamid Chachamim. So that's a very difficult akimta. The Or Zeruah quotes a fourth approach from Yesh Metartzim, and this is in the Manig also, that guests are allowed to eat in the shul because it's Suda Shabbos, which is a mitzvah. So you're allowed to eat a Suda's mitzvah in shul. So Tosa says, yeah, you can eat a Suda's mitzvah in shul, like Kiddush HaChodesh, and like Bris Milah, but not Suda Shabbos. But maybe the combination of the two, the fact that it's guests and it's Suda Shabbos, maybe that alone is enough to make it okay. Or maybe you could argue that Tosa's main taina was that wouldn't help for sleeping. That would only explain why you're allowed to eat and drink in the shul. But what about the fact that you're sleeping in shul? The fact that you're sleeping in the shul is the real problem that Tosos is bothered by. And that's not going to help over here to say that it's Suda's mitzvah. And also, Tosos makes it clear that the Suda itself is not a Suda's mitzvah. So what you need to do is you need to be mechalik between Suda's mitzvah of Shabbos versus Suda's mitzvah of Bris Milah. For some reason, Bris Milah is Suda's mitzvah. For some reason, Shabbos is not Suda's mitzvah. How would you be mechalik? We'll stop with this. How would you be mechalik between Suda's mitzvah that Bris Milah is Suda's mitzvah and Shabbos is not Suda's mitzvah?
Bris Milah. Furish crop, possibly. Suda Shabbos is not a furish, possibly.
The Suda's Bris is Mefurish in the past?
Bris itself.
Bris itself is Mefurish, yeah. Shabbos itself is also Mefurish.
Does Suda have to be in the place of Bris?
I don't think so. No, but the Kiddush, the Kos does. It's a Kos Shel Bracha that we make by the Bris.
But honestly,
because
Shabbos technically
you have it somewhere else. So right. Maybe that's the chiluk, though. Maybe what's Tosfos saying, that the kos of that we use by the Bris Milah, that you're allowed to have. The Suda's Bris Milah we don't have in the shul. The Suda's Bris Milah we have in the Kiddush room. Right? The kos you have in the shul. So maybe because it's the kos shel bracha associated with the mitzvah, that's what you're allowed to have in the shul. But stam, who's to tell me to have another kugel, another bagel, that's all part. That's not a mitzvah per se. The koshal brach is defined as the chafetz shel mitzvah when it comes to the bris. Maybe that's the chiluk. I don't know. All right, tomorrow I want to go reish samach tes. Tomorrow's tour Beis Yosef day. Learn through how the tour, the Beis Yosef, the Bach, Shulchan Aruch. Let's go through beginning to end the halacha. We'll go through why what our minig is when it comes to kiddush and shul.